There's another earnings report that bears mentioning this morning. Oil giant Shell reporting a big beat on full-year profit and the highest quarterly profit in 8 years. Company suggested earnings $19.29 billion for the full year 2021. Shell also announced an $8.5 billion share buyback authorization in the first half of 2022, and it's going to boost its dividend by 4%. In the first quarter. The CEO, Ben Van Beurden, describing 2021 as a, quote, momentous year for the company, said the last 12 months would enable Shell to move faster on the future goals of the company. The shares are trading little change right now. By the way, there was just a reorganization of the share structure, and it's no longer known as Royal Dutch Shell either, just plain Shell. Airlines are urging the Biden administration to remove the testing requirement for vaccinated international travelers coming to the United States. They argue the move would help the travel industry recover at a quicker pace. In a letter to the administration, the group noted that surveys of air passengers indicate that testing is a major factor in their decision not to travel internationally. The letter was signed by Airlines for America, which represents Delta, American Airlines, Southwest, and United. And Tesla is recalling more than 817,000 vehicles in the U.S. because the seatbelt reminder sound may not chime if the driver has not buckled that seatbelt. The recall covers the 2022 and 2021 Model S sedan and the Model X SUV. That's according to documents posted by regulators. Safety laws in the U.S. require the chimes to sound once the vehicle has started. Tesla said it's going to fix the problem with an over-the-air software update this month. In other words, it's not like the recalls of old where you got to take your car back to the dealer. You just upload it, I guess.